If you glance through your CD collection, chances are you won't find the names of many women listed on the credits as producer. In fact, if you went back to your 33s, 45s, and even 78s, their absence would be notable. There are various reasons why there have been very few female record producers, especially in rock and roll. In the second of two stories on the subject, NPR's Netta Ulaby talks to women in the industry and asks them why.
Vicki Wickham has spent 40 years hovering discreetly in the wings of the pop music world. If anyone would know about famous female rock producers, it would be she. But Wickham couldn't even name one.
It's horrifying. I just keep thinking that there must be. But no, there isn't. There absolutely isn't. It's so weird because in the back of my head, I'm still trying to think of the women that there are out there, and there just aren't.
Wickham helped kick off Swinging London. As producer of the 1960s TV show Ready, Steady, Go, she introduced Britain to the Rolling Stones and the Beatles. Then Wickham managed Dusty Springfield and, much later, Morrissey. She even co-wrote a hit.
You don't have to say you love me, just be close at hand.
Wickham says a lot of women produce records. They just don't get credit for it.
When you read the credits on an album, they really don't tell you who does what. They really don't. And most of the really major producers have a team that work with them, that do it with them, that write some of the songs, that, you know, it's very misleading. And a lot of people get left off or their credits are pushed down because there's always inevitably egos involved.
Women with prominent production credits tend to be well-known performers, like Missy Elliott or Linda Perry, who fronted the band Four Non Blondes. There's no female Phil Spector, Butch Vig, or Dr. Dre. That's partly because recording is a new science, and women sound engineers, like Leslie Ann Jones, are a relatively recent phenomenon.
But it's hard for people to perceive them as someone who is then taking control of the whole project.
Jones is director of music recording and scoring at George Lucas's Skywalker Sound. She started her career with dreams of becoming a record producer. Now she produces jazz and classical albums. She says those genres are more welcoming than rock and roll.
There seems to be a lot of typecasting in our industry.
There's also a lot of sex and drugs.
It's a boys' club. I mean, it's plain and simple.
Nona Hendrix is a singer, producer, and composer.
Say it!
Hendrix was part of the 1970s soul diva trio La Belle, and she's worked with Laura Nyro, the Talking Heads, and Alice Cooper. Hendrix says that rock and roll and Arrested Development can go hand in hand.
I don't usually work with people like that. I've worked with pretty much producers and engineers who are sensitive.
La Belle's first album was co-produced by Vicki Wickham. And in fact, when women produce rock records, they usually produce other women.
If I could turn back time.
Diane Warren doesn't usually produce songs for Cher. She's generally too busy composing top 40 pop ballads.
I'm not sure if a guy would deal with a female producer, you know what I mean? I don't know if Linda Perry would produce a male act. But you don't see a lot of women, you know, producing bands. Are they going to produce Aerosmith? Are they going to go tell Steven Tyler how to sing?
Trina Shoemaker would. She recorded the group Queens of the Stone Age.
I can rock out like a dude, and that's another reason that I do really well in the studio. I can turn a guitar up as loud as any guy. If you want me to turn up the drums, I'll turn them up so loud they will melt your face.
Shoemaker thinks it's ironic that women have been shut out of producing, because much of the job basically corresponds to what's been called women's work. Producers take care of people and clean up messes. They're called upon to schlep snacks or coax musicians into the best possible performances on tape. And Shoemaker says for that, being female is a plus.
They want to please me. I'm a girl, and I'm looking cute in here. They're thinking, oh, she wants me to go again. All right. Sure, honey, I'll play it again. And I work that to my advantage. I flirt when I need to get what I want on tape. From men or women, it makes no difference.
Both men and women find it easier to break into producing these days. Equipment has become less expensive and easier to use. but Shoemaker says a final barrier to women remains. None of the guys she's dated could tolerate the hectic lifestyle and brutal hours that come with producing rock and roll. And like many of her erstwhile female mentors, Shoemaker's priorities have changed.
I want to meet a partner. I want to meet somebody intelligent and dedicated. And I've now, after 19 years in this business, started to realize it's not going to happen in this business. And so I will leave this business.
Trina Shoemaker plans to go to college, find a boyfriend, and start a family. But first, she must wrap up a record for the Australian indie rock group Something for Kate. Shoemaker says she expects it to be the last album she will ever produce. Netta Ulaby, NPR News, Washington.